It's Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Treasury looks into cyber insurance. The S&P PC market growth numbers projected. And deep fake faces on LinkedIn. This is the business of tech. The Treasury Department is asking questions about how to boost the insurance industry around cyber terrorism, specifically focused on potential changes to programs established in the wake of 9/11. The focus is, quote, gathering additional data about coverages and losses, including to ransomware, which would help assess the adequacy. The comment period seeks feedback within 45 days. Quoting from NextGov, a comprehensive review of the Treasury program is expected this spring, a Government Accountability Office official told NextGov. Treasury is navigating a narrow course between trying to work with insurers to gather data on ransomware payments and warning insurance companies and other financial third parties that they run the risk of violating sanctions by making such payments due to the probability of attacks being sponsored by adversarial regimes such as Russia. End quote. Treasury noted that, quote, one of the most important mitigation criteria is whether the victim company has engaged federal law enforcement prior to paying the ransom. Why do we care? This is a small but significant story. I've covered changes and concerns in the insurance industry related to cyber coverage multiple times now. The problem is large enough that regulators are looking into it. That's not a bad thing. The attacks are crimes. Why wouldn't law enforcement be involved? And to be involved, of course, regulators need to be investigating. Here's your comment period, and in particular, those consuming or advocating for their customers should be paying attention here. Tech Isle with some PC market data showing SMBs worldwide are likely to purchase 104.5 million PCs in 2022, a growth of 3.4% from 2021. The North American and Western European SMB PC shipment growth rates will likely be below 3%. Why do we care? I've linked to the research, and the very smart Anurag Agarwal notes, quote, there may not be a similar heady double-digit PC growth rate in 2022, but indications are that the SMB PC market will continue to grow. He's not wrong. 3.4% is growth. It's just not significant. I have a longer piece coming out this Friday discussing the market size, so this data point seemed important. It's not enough growth to drive growth in services while still being revenue to leverage as a foundational opportunity. NPR dove into the proliferation of deep fakes generated faces used as LinkedIn profiles. Their investigation, quote, found that many of the LinkedIn profiles seem to have a far more mundane purpose, drumming up sales for companies big and small. Accounts send messages to potential customers. Anyone who takes the bait gets connected to a real salesperson who tries to close the deal. Think telemarketing for the digital age. By using fake profiles, companies can cast a wide net online without beefing up their own sales staff or hitting LinkedIn's limits on messages. Demand for online sales leads exploded during the pandemic as it became hard for sales teams to pitch their products in person. More than 70 businesses were listed as employers on these fake profiles. Several told NPR that they had hired outside marketers to help with sales. They said they hadn't authorized any use of computer-generated images, however, and many were surprised to learn about them when NPR asked. Why do we care? Earlier this year, the IT services space had some controversy when a firm created a faked LinkedIn profile on behalf of ConnectWise, which happened to have the same name as a well-known community member. I bring that up because ConnectWise was surprised by the practice, too. They clearly aren't alone. This speaks to outsourcing in general. First, as a consumer of outsourced services, a company will need insight into what they paid for. In the end, if your name goes on it, it's related to you. One isn't absolved from responsibility by outsourcing. Second, as producers of outsourced services, make sure you're giving enough visibility to your customers on what you do in their name. It's likely less of a problem for IT services, although still something to remember as you sell and deliver your own value. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP Radio, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with the diversity report and a special episode on Friday. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.